Access to unlimited and unobstructed information, it's something everyone wants, but not everyone gets.
Seeking and receiving information is a fundamental human right.
Joel Simon is the executive director of the Committee to Protect Journalists, an independent organization that promotes press freedom worldwide. His organization just published a report on the world's 10 most censored nations, with the East African country of Eritrea at the top of the list.
Eritrea is just completely closed. No journalists are getting in. There are no international bureaus. It's completely censored.
But Dawit Haile from the Eritrean embassy in Washington says the report is groundless.
There are many types of satellite dishes that there are available throughout, not only the city, even the countryside. Besides that, the cities are filled with internet cafe, and you'll find people reading all kinds of information.
But Eritrea is not alone. This year's CPJ list includes countries like North Korea, Syria, Iran, Equatorial Guinea, Uzbekistan, Burma, Cuba, Belarus, and a new entry.
Saudi Arabia has long been a closed society. A wide range of criticism that might be defined as blasphemy, as criticism of religious institutions or religious practices, is heavily suppressed.
No immediate response to the report was available from the Saudi embassy in Washington. Although professional journalists continue to play a critical role, more of the information flow is being provided by citizen journalists through blogs and social media platforms. Mark Jerkowitz is with the Pew Research Center's Excellence in Journalism Project, a nonpartisan and nonprofit organization.
We have seen journalism, or at least the dissemination of news and information, move from just those who had the ability to own a printing press or to own a television station to, frankly, almost anyone, almost any citizen. That's a tremendously important development.
In the age of information overload, it can sometimes be hard to know what's true, and governments are still able to censor information, protecting their own interests, often at the expense of people's right to know. But despite the never-ending challenges of news gathering, most journalists go out every day with a simple goal of giving the viewer, listener, or reader the truth. Most journalists take that role seriously, some even paying the ultimate price. So far this year, 17 journalists have died. In Washington, Mariama Diallo, VOA News.